Hey guys, welcome back. This is Whitetail Wisdom with Unleashed. And today we're going to talk about what you just kind of heard. That wasn't me like messing with stuff on my desk here. It's rattling sequences. How do we rattle in bucks? You know, a lot of guys are afraid to do that. They were never really taught how. Maybe they're not aggressive enough. I don't know that you can really be too aggressive. But we're going to talk about that. So I get quite a few hunters, you know, asking, you know, when do I rattle? Well, one rule of thumb I follow is that if it hasn't, the rut hasn't started yet, then I kind of just stick to a light grunt. I don't really try to do a lot of blind calling, you know. I'll stick to kind of a light grunt, just, hey, I'm here, you're there. It's kind of almost like when you're elk hunting. It's kind of like a little bit of a locator. It might make him curious enough to come in. But really, I don't start rattling until the bucks, you know, are starting to rut. That's when it's game on. So, you know, like what time of day, you know, should I rattle? I mean, I keep it primarily almost always to the morning. I'll generally do a little bit of like a light rattling sequence when it's semi-light. And then if I haven't seen any bucks, you know, I'll pick up the pace and volume maybe 30 minutes after sun up. So, you know, another question that I get asked a lot is, well, you know, how long should the rattling sequence be? And a lot of guys are afraid to rattle loud, as if they're going to like frighten off the deer. Remember, this is their environment. And if you've spent any time in the woods around the rut, you've probably heard a buck fight. And if they're serious, it isn't a little clickety click, right? I mean, it's more like a bangety bang. I mean, they're really going after it. I mean, they're trying to twist each other's heads off when it gets that time of the year. So it's loud and it's aggressive. And these guys aren't just throwing a few jabs. You know, they're putting it on the mat and they're going full bore. So, you know, how long? How long do I rattle? I've heard buck fights last for up to 20 minutes. I heard one that went on like forever. And my buddy just happened to be down in a valley and happened to kind of see them going back and forth. So we knew it wasn't someone, you know, kind of putting on a show, trying to bring bucks in. This was two bucks, and they were really going hard. You could hear the leaves and everything going as they were going at it. But then I've heard buck fights as short as 10 seconds. It was just kind of like something came in, he got going, and then he took off, realized maybe he bit off more than he could chew. And it's not as much about how long, you know, as it is the time of the day, and creating that mental image in a buck's mind that he wants to come in and investigate. So generally, I won't rattle for more than 2 or 3 minutes before stopping in that sequence. And then maybe I allow for up to, you know, 8 to 10 minutes between sequences. I just would tell you, make it as real as you can. I'll also employ a technique where I might like use my doe call, you know, followed by a buck grunt, sometimes leading into like a tending, you know, grunt call where it's meh, meh, you know, they're just kind of like chasing or dogging her a little bit. And then shortly after that, I'll bring on this, what I call the mystery buck. And it's the one that supposedly heard the tending grunt of that buck following the hot doe. And then he steps into the picture. And when he does, I'll use like a snort wheeze, you know, that to kind of really get his attention. Hey, I'm here. I want a part of this. And he's ready to go. This will create the illusion that you have a new buck going after the hot doe, which in turn ticks off the original tending buck. And then that's when I'll really get going on my rattling sequence, because I'm trying to put this whole thing in their mind of what's going on just out of their sight. So you want to keep in mind that nearly 70%, now this is from the King Ranch data in Texas, nearly 70% of mature bucks respond to a rattling sequence. But we don't see many of those bucks before they turn and leave, because either they wind us, they might see us glowing because we have UV dyes and brighteners in our clothing that we need to get rid of. There might be the movement they're seeing up in the tree. So when a buck is coming in for a fight, he's typically going to circle upwind because he wants to get his rival's scent. He wants to get a visual, right, of how big his rival is. And if he doesn't get a good whiff of what he's looking for, you know, he smells you, or he sees no movement to go with the sound, chances are he might not come in and investigate where you actually get to see him. he's going to back out of there without a sight or sound. So you need to keep that in mind. Something I created and started doing around 2008 is I would take a thin rope with me or a heavy-duty fishing line, and I would loop it around like a small sapling near my tree, and then I would attach it to a couple of old fallen branches. And when I pull on the line from up in my stand, it makes the sapling move, creating that visual of movement that isn't a human, that looks like maybe there's a deer, you know, backing up against that sapling or whatever. And then I take it and put it through these branches on the ground to transfer that sound to the forest floor. So again, I'll kind of wrap it down through a little sapling if I have one near me, and then tie some heavy old fallen branches down on the ground so that when I'm pulling, you get the movement of the tree and you get the leaves, the sound of it moving like there's two bucks really going at it here. And I'll probably put some doe and heat scent near my tree as well, so that now I can kind of catch his nose, his eyes, and his ears. A buck can hear you rattle downwind for about up to 500 yards, and upwind, he can hear you at about 200 yards. And again, that all depends, you know, on how strong the wind is that day. It depends on how aggressive you're getting with your rattling. Now, aggressive rattling, it might spook a younger deer and less mature bucks, because they're frankly afraid of getting their butts kicked. But the more mature bucks aren't going to turn tail and run from a fight. I mean, that's why they're the more dominant buck. That breeding instinct is strong. So there was a call maker, Jerry Peterson, was a friend of mine, and he made Woodswise game calls years ago. And he told me a story that he had a penned deer one time, and he had a 10-point, and he released a 6-point, a smaller buck, into that same feeding pen. You know, they were kind of working on the corn, eating it, until they kind of got too close to each other, and they kind of clicked antlers, and it was game on. And that 6-point was much more aggressive and chased that 10-point off. Deer can be like the young guy who's not afraid of a fight. You know, sometimes you'll just find that some bucks are naturally more aggressive than others. So I want to tell you a little buck story from southeastern Ohio. I was hunting down there probably around 2011, 2012, and I had been doing that rattling sequence just like I was telling you. You know, I had the line going run down through a little sapling and onto some branches on the ground, and I kept calling this little 6-point in. He was a little yearling, you know, he was just not real aggressive, just kind of curious, but he kept coming into the base of my tree. And finally, I see this thing get nervous, and I hear this snort wheeze, and I look over my right shoulder, and maybe about 50, 60 yards away, here comes this, you know, 145-inch 8-point, really nice 8-point coming in. And he was posturing. You know, he was, not only was he doing the snort wheeze, he was coming in stiff-legged, you know, and kind of had his head down, kind of bobbing the head up and down. And you could see, it was so cold that morning, you could see the air exiting his nostrils every time he would let out that snort wheeze. And it was an awesome sight. Everything came together just like I had hoped it would. And I took that deer home for dinner that night. So let me just say, it doesn't happen every time, but it absolutely, like we talked about, 70% of the time, deer are going to respond, whether you see them or not, to find out what's going on. Make sure you got your wind right. Make sure you, you put some doe and heat urine down, whatever it takes. But if you follow these sequences and you take your time and practice doing this and don't be afraid to get aggressive, I think you're going to find out it's going to pay off for you. So anyhow, we will see you next time here on Whitetail Wisdom. Take care.